It's known as Marcy's Law, which is behind a national movement to provide constitutional rights for victims and survivors of crime. It's named for Marcy Ann Nichols, a California co-ed who was stalked and killed by her ex-boyfriend in 1983. Nicholas Iwamoto of Hawaii Kai was the first to testify. He hiked to the top of Coco Head on Super Bowl Sunday, 2009.
When I got to the summit, a man randomly attacked me with a knife. When I begged for mercy, he stabbed me in the head 6 times. When I fought back, he cut my throat and dumped me off a cliff. I broke my neck, fractured my skull, but I lived. My assailant was released after spending 6 years in the hospital. He had the privilege of taking online classes during that time. He will likely graduate before me.
Iwamoto says Marcy's Law is the best chance for victims and survivors in Hawaii to have equal rights and to have a voice in criminal cases. Jennifer Snowden says Hawaii's criminal justice system failed her before, during, and after the trial.
I'm a victim and survivor of sexual abuse. My abuser was released early after serving only 10 months of his very disappointing only 2-year sentence. We were asking 30 years to life. There was no notice of hearing on parole or an option to be heard or to intervene. Just a statement that that was how it was.
Ninohe Botello from the National Organization of Parents and Little Children says many victims and families are not notified of proceedings or major developments in their case.
I'm here asking the state of Hawaii to ensure our rights are protected and enforced. Today, we're not asking to get special treatment. We're asking for equal treatment. We're asking for the same rights as defendants, nothing more, nothing less.
Professor of Law Margaret Gavin is also the director of the National Crime Victim Law Institute based in Oregon. She drafts legislation for state, federal, and military courts nationwide.
Right now, your Constitution says it has rights for defendants and it has rights for others, but it does not have rights for the victims who were raped, who were beaten by their intimate partner, who were killed, who have a missing loved one. It's silent on those. So your system has an imbalance in it, and the only remedy is constitutional.
But American Civil Liberties Union of Hawaii legal director Dan Gluck says a constitutional amendment is unnecessary because it would create unenforceable provisions by which lawsuits can be filed.
There's nothing in here that the legislature could not do via statute. We're particularly troubled by a provision that provides that there would be no private cause of action to enforce these rights. It's just troubling to us as an organization that likes to defend the Constitution that you have provisions that are essentially meaningless, that you have provisions that no one could enforce even if they wanted to.
Following public testimony, Senate Judiciary Committee Chair Gilbert Keith Agaron scheduled decision-making for the bill Wednesday morning. Hawaii is currently one of 18 states without constitutional provisions protecting victims' rights. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.